What's going on, guys? It's Justin here with Fox English Learning. And in this English lesson, we're going to discuss the present continuous and present simple, part one. And also, we're going to talk about the difference between I always do and I'm always doing. So sit back, relax. You guys know that all my English lessons are free. So listen to this quick sponsor, and we'll get right into our free English lesson. Thank you so much for listening to that quick sponsor. By you guys doing that, you allow students all over the world to learn English for free. So thank you so much. It also shows your heart that you're not only focused on yourself, that you're willing to listen to that so that you learn English for free and that other students do as well. One of the biggest things in learning English is involving others. So talking to others, teaching others, and being taught by others. So you guys are showing an example of having a mindset for others by listening to that ad. But thank you so much for joining the Fox English Learning Podcast. We post free English lessons every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So make sure you guys are checking those out. Every Monday, you'll get a new lesson. Tuesday, you'll get a test based off that lesson. On Wednesday, you'll get a new lesson. Thursday, you'll get a test for that lesson. And then Friday, we do a big review with sometimes a big test also with that, so that you're improving your English, that you're having fun, and that you can become a confident and fluent English speaker. So I'm excited to get into this lesson. Like we said, we're going to discuss the present continuous and the present simple. We've discussed these in previous lessons, so if you haven't, go back and listen to those. We're going to cover them a little bit, but kind of just give you some more examples so that you can have some confidence using these, because understanding grammar and verb tenses is the secret to unlocking your potential and becoming a confident and fluent English speaker. I also want to let you guys know how excited I am. We have students now in Cambodia, Laos, Thailand, Indonesia, Malaysia, Peru, Argentina, Venezuela, Mexico, and I'm probably forgetting a few, South Korea. Just to let you know how exciting it is that there's students learning English for free all over the world. So just wanted to give a shout out to some of those countries. But anyway, let's get into this lesson. So present continuous, remember, this is, and I'm just going to explain it. We use present continuous for things happening at or around the time of speaking. So I'm going to say that again. We use present continuous for things happening at or around the time of speaking, and the action is not complete. So an example is I am doing. I am doing. And remember, when we talk about the present continuous, it is am, is, or are, plus the verb, plus ing. Let me say that one more time. It is am, is, or are, plus the verb, plus ing. So here's an example. The water is boiling. Can you turn it off? The water is boiling. Can you turn it off? So in that statement, remember, present continuous for things happening at or around the time of speaking. The action is not complete. So in that sentence, I said, the water is boiling. And boiling is water, is when water gets hot and it starts making those bubbles. So that's boiling. The verb is boil. But to make it present continuous, which means it's happening right now and it's not finished, you would add ing onto the end of boil. So it becomes boiling. So for present continuous, remember, it is am, is, or are, plus the verb, plus ing. We use present continuous for things that happen, that are happening at or around the time of speaking. The action is not complete. And that's super important for you guys to get. The action is not complete. So the water is boiling. Can you turn it off? So that means at this moment, the water is boiling. The water is at a boil. And remember, it's am, is, or are, plus the verb, plus ing. So that was a quick review of present continuous. But what about present simple? So we use present simple for things in general or things that happen repeatedly. I'm going to say that again. We use present simple for things in general or things that happen repeatedly. So when you use it present simple, if you're talking about I, we, you, or they, you're going to have the verb in its original form, okay? In its original form. So let's say if I was going to say, excuse me, do you speak English? Do you? So you would say speak. That's the original form of speak. You wouldn't say, do you speak in English? Do you speaks English? Do you speak it English? No, you would say, do you speak English? So remember, when you use I, we, you, or they, or any noun that goes along with those, remember, it's going to be the verb in its original form. And the example was, excuse me, do you speak English? Excuse me, do you speak English? Speak, the original form. But when you use he, she, or it, you're going to use the verb plus S. You're just going to add an S onto the end of the verb. So here's an example. He works hard most of the time. He works hard most of the time. Remember, if you use he, she, or it, you're going to do the verb plus S. So remember, he works hard most of the time. He, you have works. So the original form of works is work. So in that situation, you would add an S on to the end. So remember, he, she, or it, plus the verb, plus S. So he works all the time. You would say she works all the time, or you could say the machine works all the time, because the machine is it. But if you wanted to say I, we, you, or they, you would say I work hard. You wouldn't say I works hard. So let's review those two things really quick to make sure you guys got those. And then we'll move into I always do and I'm always doing. So remember, the present continuous is am, is, or are plus the verb plus ing. Remember, you're going to add that ing onto the end of the verbs, which gives it that ing sound. Ing makes an ing. So boiling, running, washing, fasting. You're always, it's going to add that ing onto the end of the verb, and it's going to give it that ing sound. So make sure you guys are practice having the proper pronunciation of ing. Remember, it has the ing sound. Walking, running, sleeping. And remember, that's an action that is not complete. So we use present continuous for things happening at or around the time of speaking. So right now, I am speaking English. Did you hear that ing? I am speaking English. So make sure you understand when to use that ing. So it's present continuous. So it's something that's not complete. It's going on right now. Okay. And then remember, when we talk about present simple, if you're talking about I, we, you, or they, you're just going to have the verb in its original form. So you would say, excuse me, do you speak English? Or you could say, excuse me, do they speak English? When using you, they, I, or we, remember the verb's going to be in its original form. You're not going to add anything onto the end of it. But if you use he, she, or it, you're going to have the verb plus S. So an example, he works hard all the time. He works hard all the time. He works. You could say she works. You could say the machine works. You have that verb plus the S on the end of it. But if you wanted to change it to I, you, we, or they, you would say I work. So remember, when you're talking about present simple, it's things that happen in general, that happen all the time. So say if you wanted to say, it rains in Thailand. It rains in Thailand. So when you use he, she, or it, remember you have the verb plus S. And it rains in Thailand. It happens every year. So that's something that's happening repetitively in general. It happened in the past. It happens now. And it happens in the future. Okay. So that's a good way to understand present simple. Okay, that was a good review. So remember, make sure you guys are practicing how to use that. Don't just listen to me say it. Practice actually using it. Come up with examples. Think of something you're doing right now. So right, learning English. Right now, you are learning English. So you, remember, am, is, or are, plus the verb, plus ing. You are learning English. Remember that ing has that ing sound on the end of it. So practice with some things, practice saying that. And then also practice when you're talking about present simple, when to add an S and when not to add an S. So remember, if you use I, we, you, or they, you're going to have the verb and not add an S. Okay, so you would say, I work hard all the time. I study English all the time. I study English all the time. But if you want to talk about someone else doing it, you would say, Chung studies English all the time. Chung studies English all the time. You would add that S on it. So practice that. Remember that. Write that down. I want you guys to write this down. So write down am, is, or are, plus the verb, plus ing. And that will give you present continuous. And I want you guys to write that down so you can see it. So you have am, is, or are, plus the verb, plus ing, and that's how you get the present continuous form of verbs. I'm going to say that one more time. Make sure you write it down. You have am, that's am, is, that's is, and are, that's are. So am, is, or are, plus the verb, plus ing. Practice putting some verbs in that form and practice pronunciating them. So speaking, running, sleeping, talking, okay? I want you guys to write this down also. You have I, we, you, they. I, we, you, they. You spell I by just, it's just a simple I. We is W-E. You is Y-O-U. And they is T-H-E-E-Y. So write those down. I, we, you, or they. Plus the verb in its original form. And that will give you the present simple. But if you use he, she, or it, he is spelled H-E, she is spelled S-H-E, and it is spelled I-T, you would have the verb plus S. So remember, present simple is I, we, you, they, plus the verb and no S. And then present simple for he, she, and it is a verb plus S. And present simple is something that happens in general all the time. So make sure you guys write those down, practice speaking them. There's no point of you listening if you're not going to practice speaking, okay? And then to end this lesson, I wanted to do a quick breakdown of two phrases. I always do, and I'm always doing. I always do, and I'm always doing. So I always do something means you do it every time. I always go to work. I always go to work. That's something you always do. Or I always go to sleep. I always go to sleep. That's something that you always do. And you see, there's no ing. You wouldn't say I always going to sleep. You would say I always go to sleep. That's something that you do every time. Remember that, okay? So let's say every time you wake up, you eat breakfast. I always eat breakfast. Okay? Or let's say anytime you're in a hard situation, I always tell the truth. That means every time, okay? But what about when you say I'm always doing? Remember that ing as that ing on the end of it. That means something happens often, happens more than usual, but it does not always happen, okay? So let's say, if you wanted to say, she's always lying. She's always lying. That doesn't mean she lies every time. That just means more than usual, she lies. But if she lies every time, you would say, she always lies. She always lies. Okay, there's no ing on the end of it, but remember, when you're talking about he, she, or it, you're going to add that S onto the end of it, so it becomes lies. So you guys getting that a little bit? So let's say if someone wanted to say if you studied English every day, always, they would say, you always study English. You always study English. You always study English. That means you're doing it all the time. Now, let's say if you did it more than usual, but not every time, is you are always studying English. You are always studying English. Okay? So I hope that gave you guys a little breakdown of how to use I always do and I'm always doing. And it connects with the present simple and the I'm sorry, it connects with the present simple and the present continuous. So I hope you guys enjoyed this lesson and have fun. Remember, we're going to have a test for this lesson coming out tomorrow. So I'm going to test you guys on what's present simple, what's the present continuous, and when to use it. We're going to have a lot of fun. So this is how these lessons work. I give you these lessons, and I want you to practice these phrases. You hear how I'm pronouncing them with ing and things like that. So today, after you listen to this lesson, practice. And then tomorrow, get ready for that test we're going to have. And I'm so excited for you guys. But thank you so much for listening to this lesson. As always, have a great day and have fun learning English.